Hello and welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant. We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliated Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Allison, here. Just being on Red Hood and Johnny. Hopefully they come along, especially when it's kind of needed. Tonight, we have some very interesting news coming out from Apple, which is bound to shock and amaze you, especially with their latest antics as of late. The crypto wars, yeah.
Enlighten me.
But let's just say Apple stocks have dropped, which is
that almost like never happens.
Yeah. Which makes me wonder how far did they go to now everything?
What was the last thing they had a watch?
Yeah. Which I don't know how popular that was. Either.
There was like a year ago.
Yeah. No idea what they're going to do if something fails.
Who knows?
We hope for the best.
It's definitely not like when, definitely not when like Steve Jobs was in there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
full momentum, but lo and behold.
Amazing.
So, I have no idea where Red Hood is, but can't really go on without him.
Like, I wonder, where has my Red Hood gone?
Where can he be? So, we could hope, I hope he comes on or else it's going to be... Or else it's going to be a very short show.
It's going to be very dry, that's for sure.
Yeah. Very dry, not something that we like to do. But our short shows tend to go better too. So we just have a short. We could just end in a half an hour.
Good night, everybody. Now, Ken.
No. Let's go on to our first topic. With the lovely crypto wars where Apple got into a court battle with the U.S. government, which ended up the U.S. government used a back door to gain entry and also hackers to... Get into the San Bernardino.
It's like they go all the way to the FBI. Like it's like, oh, you know what? We had the key the whole time.
Right. It's like we'll figure it out. But then Apple wants them to give them the information when they didn't help Apple. When Apple didn't help, that doesn't make sense. And besides, now Apple doesn't own the iPhone. Doesn't own the iPhone trademark. So,
they forgot to sign every signature, every dotted line.
Which people know, if you're looking to own something, you gotta trademark that stuff.
Like,
or you're gonna end up having a good set of problems.
Like, oops.
Or not even at that. It isn't even oops at that point. It's not even oops.
It's
Red Hood.
It's not even oops. It's more like a conversation.
Like,
it's a very simple conversation that basically took place. Like, oh, I forgot to turn on the kettle. I forgot to do basic necessities.
Like, oh, I left the kettle on. Now it just boiled over and you got a mess.
I forgot to do this and I forgot to do that. More so in the fact that, you know, if we picture a law room, courtroom,
a
of proceedings, and a law room, and the law room sounds like this. Yes, order, yes, and what's your complaint, Apple? Oh, we want our stuff back. And the judge says, well, you can't really have your stuff back. Why?
If you didn't own it.
We changed the locks.
Yeah, we changed the locks.
Now you can't get into your own,
Because we're not Jewish, but we love our bagels. But, you know, at the other same time, we love our bagels, and we love the Apple even more. So what are we going to do? We're going to take everything.
There's a big, but it's a big problem when...
It's a huge problem because, you know, makers of the iPhone could not get their shit together, could they?
But we're not even thinking, what are they going to be calling the iPhone since the iPhone isn't apparently
the slim thing?
I have a
Apple. List of alternatives. The slim thing? The Godzilla?
No, Godzilla.
The anorexic phone?
Bit harsh. That's definitely harsh. That's also gone.
Listen. They're not the one. Listen, we're the ones paying for the bloody thing. We're the ones speaking on
true.
It every day. Okay? We're the ones having to pay our credit card bills and having to pay for a designer phone known as the iPhone. Okay? So we can call it whatever we bloody well please. Right? So long as it's not trademarked and it's not AT&T, you know, anything like that, right? Right?
Right. Well, I don't know about that.
Eh.
But if anything else is a copy marked and trademarked, can't really do much at that point. You kind of have to just grin and bear it at that point. And go, well, shit, I can't use that word. Yeah, to the goodness of my ability, it's pretty safe not to. It's like, so...
Well, I can't use... It's definitely like the contact in your phone that you don't want to do and you have a last resort to do, right? And so what ends up happening...
The ex that wants to come back. Or the person that you don't want to talk to comes back and then goes, I'm here.
And then you go, oh, shit.
Yeah.
What's the fastest way to ignore this person? Hello? Yeah? All right. You know, kind of thing.
It's like this. Like, I'm here. Where's my money?
No, it's like, yeah, you right. owe me shit.
You owe me.
It's like, where's my money? You owe me. You owe me.
Where's my money?
You owe me.
Just like, like if Kermit the Frog were a song, it'd be like, where's my money? Bad Kermit the Frog impression. But, you know, it's that level of stupidity. You're going,
yeah.
You know, the person who owns the patent, right?
No, going, no, owns the name. Oh, no, not the patent, it's the name. It's the name that's under scrutiny.
Yeah. Oh, the name.
It's the trademark. Trademark. Patent is totally different.
Totally different ballgame.
Patent is
no,
going...
No, patent is the working materials.
Yeah.
Correct.
Right?
They're not... Yeah. But they're not after the patent. They're after... The trademark is the issue. So they totally forgot to trademark iPhone. So,
well,
iPhone,
you can't blame Steve, who's working for $1.
Even
can
Steve,
you?
True.
Even though Steve Jobs is a freaking genius.
And also Stephen Wozniak, too.
Otherwise, yeah.
The Woz.
Yeah.
He was there. He's former co-founder, so...
Right.
But then again, Apple could come on, could tell the government, we don't want to help you, but then they want the government to give them what they know. Because the government had to do what was necessary for them to move into phones.
Well, yeah, the government.
Who
I mean, it
terrorist
comes
acts
down. It really
States.
Comes down to, you know, everything but the phone. You know, within the.
It comes down to everything but the phone, but Apple now wants to know why, what actually, what they, where the glitch is, how they back, they use the back door. So, yeah.
I mean, it's not even how
it's
they
like,
use the back door.
You
think what they use the back door for.
Right. But if they didn't want to help them, then it's almost like going, you're wanting my help, but you already did it. You already burned that bridge. You didn't help us. You burned that bridge. Now, eat it.
Yeah. I mean, I guess...
It's like, oh, you want this information. No. Yes, you do, but you're not getting it.
Right.
So, it's either you have... Or you, or you don't help, which would end up making things all the worse. For you, for the company known as Apple. So it's either help. You get the information, or not, or you just don't complain. All the better. Or you feel like you're a tiny insect. Who's looking to gain any sort of sympathy? Oh. Anyone else?
I'm here.
What are your thoughts, Johnny?
Thoughts? Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Red Hood dropped out.
Yes, I did. Not dropped out. Went. So, yeah, I mean, okay. Getting some sort of sympathy over Apple, I don't think that can be done. So.
No. Well, let's go move on to something that's better, which is Rio.
I mean, yeah, and even and the Rio. Olympics.
Yeah, the Paralympics in September.
Yes. Which means advocates will be heading to Rio, which is huge for them, from the U.S. and
yeah.
for everyone. So,
right.
I would say.
And what would you say?
I would just say keep. I would just go about it and saying, yeah, awesome. This is huge news.
Go
have
for
a,
it.
Have a fun time. Promote disabilities.
Absolutely.
And have a
blast. Go for it. Go for it. Make us proud. I mean, that's what they're there to do. Make us proud. But, you know, it's also a thing where the Paralympics is way different than the Special Olympics. Special Olympics is its own thing. Paralympics is professional disabled athletes who train their asses off.
The diploma at Real Abilities will be at the games covering it, which if you have the ability to go and see,
if you have the ability on NBC, CBS, or ESPN,
right,
definitely go.
Watch.
And
also I was going to say, if you look up Real Abilities Film Festival, go there, go to any place in your area and see this amazing, all the amazing
films.
We are proud supporters of it.
Spilled and Spoked, and definitely go and see you.
Which we did review.
And we are going to have them on soon.
When everything calms down, which is totally understandable. And there's a lot of things, a lot of great things we saw. We highly recommend liking Real Abilities Film Festival on Facebook. Check out their social media sites. That's where you'll get all the news.
It's excellent. I mean, our friends over there are everything and more, and they're fantastic. And we can't wait to do it again next year. We had such a fun time doing it.
We highly recommend it. I know that we have to go on to our last subjects of the night, and whatever we don't do,
we get to do on Monday, which we had a longer planning process for Monday, so float over to Monday. And on Sunday, we cannot forget that, you know, Sunday is Mother's Day.
Yes.
And so, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there around the world, you know. Whatever you do, kids, and adult kids, and parents, and husbands, and whatever, if you have a kid, or you have a mother of a kid.
Or if you, or... or if you
honor that person.
Or if you have a female figure who is like a mom to you, wish them a happy Mother's Day. Acknowledge them being in your there. Because there's times where people don't. That don't have moms in the world, acknowledge, even remember the happy times with your loved ones. And I think we have to go on to our last piece, which is balls to the walls, crazy.
Well, the appropriate word being balls to the wall.
Literally, balls to the wall.
Clearly, balls to the wall.
Literally.
I mean, this dunce
this
basically
student.
decided to trash his entire yearbook. How? By flashing his willy in the high school football teacher.
He allegedly got arrested.
Allegedly.
This word legit.
Allegedly.
And bear in mind, this is coming out of, and I believe that this was distributed prior, and it was distributed about to 250 people before it got noticed.
Yeah, 250 people saw somebody's willy overexposed, underrated, and everything else.
Wait. So the administration did not notice?
Uh-oh.
No, the administration absolutely did not notice.
And from the reports, I think he was... The teen was arrested. And this was his football picture, team photo.
Could you imagine what he's like out of the football?
Which he will be facing up to 69 counts of misdemeanors and possibly a felony.
Wait, 69 counts of flashing his willy?
Yeah!
Yeah!
69
counts.
And one felony.
Yeah. So a nickel bag of felony. What?
Yeah.
Say what? But yet, it couldn't be enough. You know, 69 counts. His mother's going, 69 counts? I might as well give you whiplash. You know.
I got nothing.
I got nothing either. I mean, 69 counts. 69 counts.
69 counts.
Ooh,
that's like, okay, 69 counts.
Sounds like an orgy.
I don't want to. Okay. Yeah, I don't. Ew.
Look.
Yeah.
Look, it ties in with the fact that he did the dirty deed, if you can call it that.
What's that to do with flash?
Very dirty
deed.
Yeah. His Johnson. His Willie got shown.
His
to
Oval
even...
Office. The dome.
No, it was not Oval Office.
The naughty bits.
As
Long John Silver.
And for people who want to see this post, you could find it on Huffington Post on the Weird News, and this student.
You can probably find it on the internet.
You can also find it. Where any John is on the corner and says, I want to see football seniors who love to prance around in the undies.
I don't think he was wearing any undies.
He must have been wearing a jock strap, at least.
Nope, not even that.
Yeah, so he's fairly free willing, which is pretty
free-willing. I can see that.
That's just
no.
Why do you say ew to almost everything I say? Is it that loose?
What? No, not to you. To the thought of a student.
Stay tuned for AMC Press After Hours.
It's ew
really.
To the students to end it up. Showing showing his stuff, which,
have you tried forcing an unexpected reboot?
Yeah, which is definitely a reboot, most definitely a reboot.
Yeah.
And we can treat it as such. Shouldn't we?
Yeah.
Because on Monday, there'll be new headlines, new things to go after, and new satire. Right?
Yes.
So,
and may the fourth be with you.
Yes.
Or not
no,
with
may
you.
The fourth be with you.
Star Wars
may
Day.
The fourth,
yeah.
May the fourth be with you, and happy Mother's Day to all those mothers, and we will see you next week.
Yes.
Good night, everyone.
Night.
Same time, same place.
Yes.
Yeah. Good night.
Good night.
Bye.